It's Rick Claus, Rickster CDN from The Edge Show, and I'm here with Bob Combs. We met about a year and a half ago.
Yes, we did.
Believe it or not, with Server 2012. At that time, it was called Windows Server 8 at that point, or I forget what the internal name we were using.
Code name was Windows 8, yep. And ended up being Windows Server 2012.
And we were talking about the Hyper-V switch and the new functionality that's available with the Hyper-V switch, the great concepts, and it was actually in a different office. In case people don't know, we change offices a lot here at Microsoft. So this is a very nice new office. And you've agreed to come and talk to me a little bit, let me intrude on your environment a little bit to tell me about what kind of things we've done with the Hyper-V switch in 2012 R2.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Can you do just a little bit of an introduction of who you are and the team you work on?
Yeah, so I'm Bob Combs. I'm a Windows Core Networking Program Manager, and mm-hmm. I work, my area is virtual networking, and more specifically, the virtual switch and some of the offloads that are related to that, but the specifics really are around how we deal with partners with the virtual switch, allowing extensibility and mm-hmm. things like that.
What was it like in 2012, and what did we do to it in 2012 R2? I guess it would be an easy way to kind of start this off.
That would be a great way. I'm going to kind of skew into what we did for R2, but it's important to kind of go back and review what we did in 2012 that were the key new things for the virtual switch. Mm-hmm. And the first one was that we added what we call Hyper-V Network Virtualization. HNV, you'll hear us call it now. I think at the time we actually were calling it Windows Network Virtualization, WNV, but WNV, HNV, same thing. It's an encapsulation technology, so you'll sometimes hear us talk about NVGRE, but let's just call it HNV, just to
simplify for the purpose of this conversation.
It's all the same stuff,
okay.
More or less. I mean, you know, there's some fine details here, but the thing that was important is when you talk about data centers and service providers, they need a lot of different virtual networks to be able to support multiple tenants, and the Hyper-V, the HNV technology, lets you scale past the limitations that VLAN has, which is 4,095, mm-hmm. and lets you go up to millions of virtual networks, which in data centers today, you know, you see hundreds of thousands of physical machines, hundreds of thousands of virtual machines being run within that data center. You can imagine you have far more than 5,000 or 4,000.
You have a bit of contention issues. If all of a sudden you got too close to the edge and you're about to fall off the cliff, you have to go off and start coming up with different solution.
Exactly. And the different solutions are things like HNV. Mm-hmm. So that was one big thing that we did, which helps data centers immensely. The second thing that we did was we looked at the virtual switch and said, you know, there's a lot of additional functionality that needs to be added. And we added a lot. But we also made it extensible. That is, we allow plugins from third parties to coexist with the same policies and functionalities we have. Mm-hmm. But we went even a little bit further than that, and we said, we'll even allow a forwarding extension to plug in. Now, a forwarding extension basically says another third party, somebody like, say, Cisco with their Nexus 1000V or mm-hmm. NEC with their PF1000 OpenFlow switch, could plug in and make our switch their switch. Now, our policies are still in there, but it's their forwarding engine that's now driving the networking. So now they can integrate. So you can imagine if you're a Cisco shop, for example, that I can now take that and plug it in, and voila, Hyper-V now is working and cooperating inside the Cisco network very nicely.
And Cisco tools managing both physical and virtual sort of
right.
stuff.
It's all licensed. And we've had a good working relationship with Cisco and NEC in you know, making sure that these things did pull together. Mm-hmm. So that leads me to what we did for R2. And what happened before R2 is we looked at what was going on and said, oh, you know what? Customers, particularly, imagine, for example, if I'm a customer and I'm a Cisco shop, and I look and I say, oh, wow, that HNV technology is pretty cool. I need to be able to do that in my data center. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, I got a problem. How do I make the two of them work simultaneously? And part of that is, and kind of if you look at this diagram, in Windows Server 2012, the Hyper-V network virtualization filter policy processing was actually between the physical NIC and the virtual switch, mm-hmm. where the extensions plug in. And so what we did was, in R2, we actually moved that inside the switch. to allow these things to coexist. But even that wasn't quite enough. We needed to do one more thing. And that's, and so what we came up with is what we call hybrid forwarding. A hybrid forwarding essentially recognizes the packet type that comes in. And we say, if it's an HNV, that is an NVGRE style packet, then our logic will go ahead and process it and forward it. But if it's not, if it's another type packet, then we'll hand it off to the third party forwarding extension and let them do the forwarding processing. Either way, whether it's an HNV packet or a the third party extension is free to apply all of its other type policies like firewalls, ACLs, those kinds of things. So this gives now the ability for these two technologies to coexist in the data centers. That's basically what we did.
I was about to say, that's a pretty big change. It's back from my IP days, simply a matter of packets going up and down the stack, and I could see where basically it would just simply go up or go down, whereas now there's a little bit of a logic to, is it an HNV version, which is our stuff, or is it a third party, and then simply switch it off to the proper one. And that doesn't break anything else, right, by doing that kind of thing?
No, actually it allows more of these things to actually now work together.
Okay.
Because that was the problem we had at the end of 2012. We recognized there are certain configuration instances where a customer wanted to do both of these things, and they didn't really play together well. And so with this new change, we now have integrated them so that they do play well together.
Now, you're talking about third-party solutions and third-party additions into the switch sort of stuff. Any changes, any new ones? How are partners and customers liking this new change that we've now made with 2012? Can you give me a little bit of feedback on that?
Yeah, so in 2012, we had both Cisco and NEC working closely with us to get their forwarding extensions into the switch. That relationship and collaboration didn't actually just stop at 2012. In the Windows Server 2012 R2, we continued to work with them and made them early aware of these changes. And in fact, they've actually been making modifications to their extensions so that their versions for R2 would be able to work in this new integrated fashion. Now, they at this point in time here, January of 2014, they haven't yet released those versions, but those versions are imminently coming.
They're coming down the pipe.
Yes.
Anything else you wanted just to tie on besides the move of the HNV switch up into the forwarding side of things? Anything else that we need to cover, just out of curiosity?
I think that's probably the basics of the virtual switch. There are some other optimization technologies, but as I understand, you're going to talk to some of the other folks about some of those. So
I'm going to line up with Gabriel to talk about VRSS and talk about VMQ and that sort of stuff. So we'll leave the performance side of things to those guys.
He has some neat stuff to tell you about what we did in R2 there as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to sit and chat with me this morning. And
always a pleasure.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, have a good day.
You too.